Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I hope everybody had a very happy new year, a fun holiday season, and I know that is still carrying over to this Monday as we do have Canadian markets closed and still a little bit thinner trading as the holiday New Year's is carrying over to this Monday, but we are going to release a couple interviews today, really on outlooks for what's coming this year as we are transitioned now into 2022. We're chatting with TG Watkins, Director of Stocks over at Simpler Trading, also editor of the Profit Pilot website, which we will link below. TG, focusing on U.S. equity markets, you always dive into the different sectors and even individual stocks to get a better feeling and understanding of where the sentiment is and where, quite frankly, money is transitioning into as a broad sense as we move into 2022 here. What are some of the key trends that you are seeing, at least early on, for this year?
Well, kind of a joke, but not a joke. I've been telling my subscribers that I've been having to completely rebuild my typical watch list, the watch list that I've been looking at for the last few years and has really treated me well, especially through 2020. And I scroll through it, and just the majority of names in there are either sideways or going down. And so it's just like, okay, I'm going to have to go out and find different names, new names, different sectors, and really reshuffle the deck. And what I'm finding is that growth seems to really be out. And we've been seeing that since basically after the first quarter of 2021. And I think a lot of people who saw that and experienced that, you know, the whole ARK thing, just growth is out right now. Maybe it's because inflation, maybe it's because interest rates are going up, maybe it's because we've got midterm elections coming up. And so it seems as though money needs to be finding some safer bets, you know, trying to go into more value oriented. I mean, look at Coca-Cola and Pepsi and Costco, and there's Ford going in there. You know, look at Apple. We're looking at stuff where they're just kind of find a safe place to kind of put their money for now. I think maybe, as I said, partly because of the reshuffling of the political deck since the midterm elections are coming up. That might be part of it.
Well, TG, as people are kind of looking for a place to shelter the storm and they're turning to more safer names, are there any other sectors that you're seeing investors turn to that are looking promising as far as the setups you see on the charts?
Well, the semis. So I do like to look at SMH or SOXX. They look like they've kind of popped up out of a flag. And then if they can kind of keep resuming that trend, that looks all right. And within there, there are quite a few good names that are doing well. So go look through the semis, you know, AMAT, something like that. Even NVIDIA, AMD, those look like they're holding up pretty well. So I'm going to be looking in that area. I just kind of wanted to let the new year come and go because, you know, tax loss selling, and there's just going to be some shenanigans right at the end. So I want new year, tax loss selling is done. People are starting with a fresh sheet, and they can kind of figure out where they want to start putting their money in. And that's what I want to see. Watch those footprints come in.
So defensive value plays, okay. What about any other sectors? What are the key sectors that you're watching here in a broad sense?
Well, another one would be consumer staples. That one seems to be doing well. Or one of them's like XLP as far as the indice goes. We're seeing Coca-Cola and Pepsi have a pretty good time. One name in particular I'm looking at is COTY. I mean, none of this stuff is really super exciting. Sprouts, SFM, you know, grocery stores are kind of starting to move. Domino's is starting to look pretty good. Some names that you're just kind of thinking, okay, well, these aren't necessarily pandemic related names, but maybe they're safe names because, well, you know, people got to buy groceries and people are going to keep going and buying soda. And these companies have just been around for so long that it's unlikely that they're going to go away and they can handle inflationary periods. And, you know, they just have been around. So I think that's where safety seems to be going.
Well, TG, another question I would have is, you know, are you seeing any interest in the safe havens, things like gold and silver? What's your outlook on the precious metals?
Yeah, I am. So I know GLD is down today, but you know what? Friday was up a lot. So I view this as just the normal up down as price is trying to transition. So one of the things that I have as far as the MOXIE indicator goes is what I call a trampoline move. And typically when that sets up, it's a high pressure, high buoyancy type trade. And I've seen that set up on the daily chart for both gold and GDX. So the GDX is the gold miners. The fact that I'm seeing in both of these on the daily chart, and it's pretty clear, is it's giving me some really good conviction that I'm going to start seeing that this sector goes up. And that's one of the things that I love about the MOXIE indicator and, you know, why I've been working with it for so many years after I designed it, is that when I see something clear like that, it's like you can kind of go in and just trust that this thing's going to be working out, because that is the anchor of what's going to be happening. I mean, back in the day, let me pull this up real quick. One of Tesla's biggest moves was from a daily trampoline move. I mean, gosh, way back when I had to actually find that. But that was that's what set it up, and that really was what took it off. On one of its biggest moves was a daily trampoline move. Even the S&P, you know, after the end of the coronavirus, we had a daily trampoline move, and I looked at that. I was like, all right, there we go, we got our signal, and that's what started the next bull market for it. So the fact that I'm seeing that in gold might be telling me that we're going to be seeing a bull market for precious metals in that area.
So what levels are you looking at then for this trampoline move, whether it's in GDX or GLD? Because, yeah, today we are seeing sell-off in gold. A lot of the gold stocks, at least Canadian-wise, aren't even trading. But fact of the matter is gold's back to 1,800. Where does GDX, where does GLD go on the upside?
Well, I don't necessarily do levels, but one thing what I'll say is for on GDX on the weekly chart and even the monthly, there's a giant double bottom. You know, from let's see, September to December, there's a massive double bottom, and the fact that that seems to be holding right now, I think that might be good. And even on the monthly chart of GDX, it's coming into the monthly 50 and the weekly 200, and then I'm seeing that trampoline move on the daily chart. So I'm just kind of letting this thing do what it wants to do as far as trying to turn these moving averages into support from resistance. I mean, if this thing's going to work, we're just at the beginning of this transitionary period. I'm looking at the hourly chart. Well, the hourly 200 is still angled down. The hourly 50 is angled up, and they're trying to cross each other. It just takes time in order for price to start elevating itself in order to pull or angle the hourly 200 into an uptrend, to change it from a downtrend to an uptrend. It's just going to take some time, and in the middle, we're going to be experiencing chop. And so that's what I'm looking at right now. And so I've got my bullish signals. We've got the double bottom, and I'm in this position, and now I just have to wait for it to appreciate, and I'll find places to add along the way.
TG, just more of a general question, since you brought up the double bottom. You're not the first person to mention that to us. We've had a couple other folks say they were looking at that similar chart pattern. But we hear it debated a lot, even on our site, about, you know, do double bottoms work, do double tops work? And then people get into, if there's a triple bottom or triple top, they usually fail. What are your thoughts on that? How much weight do you give a chart pattern like that, like a cup and handle or one of these patterns like a double bottom? Do you use that as another tool in your arsenal, or do you just note it as a contributing factor when you see your MOXIE indicator kicking?
Well, that is part of why I use the MOXIE indicator, because it helps me figure out if it's going to actually be a real double bottom or not. And then what I also do is I look at the next lower time frame to help give me some guide rails to tell me if that double bottom is going to work. So, for example, if I'm seeing a double bottom on the daily chart, I'm going to be using the hourly chart to help me determine if it's going to actually work out to the upside or if it's going to fail to the downside. And that's what I have a lot of classes and educational material on and all that kind of stuff. But what I also tell my subscribers is that a double bottom only works if it works. Otherwise, it's a resting place until price goes lower, because that second bottom is where everybody is looking left, trying to figure out if price is going to hold or not. And that's the battle. And if it goes up, great, double bottom worked. And if it didn't, well, that was everybody battling, and the bulls lost, the bears won, and now it breaks lower. And that's why it's a resting place until price goes lower.
TG, just in a general sense here with this move to defensive and value, how much do you think this is predicated on the expectations, at least, that interest rates will generally, even if it's slowly, be rising this year?
Well, I definitely think it's a contributing factor. I mean, think about it. We've got a lot of headwinds when you think about it. We know that tapering should be happening. We know that interest rates should be going up. In fact, they're probably going to go up 3 times this year. And then we know that inflation is happening, and that's tough on the markets, tough on growth, especially with interest rates going up, because they have a lot of debt that they have to service and they're not making revenue yet. And so that's why it's just not good investments for growth when something like that happens. So yeah, I'm looking at this stuff. And then, as I said earlier, we got the midterm elections. And so, look what happened when the Biden administration came into office. Look at the firestorm that got started on all these things, because they thought, well, what is this new administration and where is the money and the laws and the rules going to be going? And that's what started the crazy bull market of all these certain cannabis, solar, EV, you know, all those names. Well, think about it again. If we're going to be reshuffling the deck a little bit with the midterm elections, I think that investors and people who run the big companies are going to say, well, we need to hide out for now because we've got a reshuffling, and we're going to say, well, where did the pieces land and where is the new direction of the administration because of the midterms, and see if we're going to start putting money in different ways. It's one way to look at it.
Well, TG, you brought up a couple interesting sectors there with the solar and the, you know, the EVs, but also the cannabis stocks. And a lot of those sectors have pulled back dramatically. What's your outlook on something like the cannabis stocks right now? Because they've had a pretty brutal downturn in 2021. Does it look better for you as far as moving into the new year?
I don't see anything. That's the problem with solar, with cannabis. I just don't see anything. I can't determine any uptrends yet. I mean, solar, if we look at the ETF TAN, it's been sideways ever since it gave up. Cannabis has just been at a downtrend. A lot of the alternative energy or battery stocks or, you know, storage, things like that, they just have not been working. And so the kind of trading that I do, I don't just keep buying it on the way down because of value. I need to wait until these things actually turn and get into an uptrend, and that's just not here. So I think the phrase I used is I can't see the forest through the trees yet because there's just nothing happening. So any kind of prediction on when these things are going to turn, that's just not my trading style. I just look around the market until I find an uptrend, and then whenever I figure out what that uptrend is, if there's more than one, if it's a sector, then I'll start looking around that sector. But when something like solar and cannabis and EVs and all this stuff are just not going up, there's nothing for me to do. And I don't know when it's going to happen until it happens.
So then before we wrap this up here, TG, I understand the whole move, or at least what we have seen by the end of the year, into value and some of these defensive plays. You are a very nimble and agile trader though, right? So I do just want you to maybe remind everybody some of your time frames on some of these investments and sometimes how quickly these trends can change as well.
Yeah, that is definitely true. And some of the things that I'm trying to do is, since value tends to move slower, I am trying to incorporate more of the weekly and daily charts as opposed to my typical hourly and 15-minute. You know, for example, I'm looking at something like CF, which is a little bit more defensive, I would imagine. And it's gone up 47% in 105 days. I mean, it's really hard for me to hang on to something for 105 days. So there were, you know, a couple, you know, three moves inside of that thing. And so I might sell a little bit and buy it on the dip and sell a little bit and buy on the dip. But I'm having to slow myself down a bit because something like that, for example, did take 105 days. That's usually a pretty long time frame for me.
All right, TG. Always interesting hearing what you're trading because of the fact that you're really not biased towards anything. And quite frankly, you just go with the direction that the market is telling you. And if it switches, hey, easy enough to switch out and move into another sector. But as we're setting up and starting off 2022, you are seeing that defensive and value plays taking hold. Let's see how long they can actually run. TG, great chatting with you as always, buddy. We'll chat in another couple weeks. I hope you had a very happy New Year. Merry Christmas. I look forward to chatting with you in a couple weeks.
Great. Thanks again, guys. Talk to you later.